I hope you will allow me today a little personal privilege. I know that next week a lot of you get to speak to me, but I wanted to speak to you today a little bit about the last 15 years. The last 4 days have been very interesting for me. I've been a little surprised. I don't consider myself one to really dwell on the past, but I've really been looking back. 15 years ago, on the first Sunday of October, actually the first day of October, I joined this church and I stood here on my first official day of ministry at Highland Park. I've worked here longer than I've worked anywhere else. In many ways, it seems like just yesterday, and in other ways, I feel like I have been with you all forever. I'm sorry, I didn't expect this to be emotional. So much has happened to me, and yet I feel like things are just getting started. I told Nancy Osgood yesterday when we were leaving that I was going to give my State of the Union address. But then I thought that could really put some people to sleep, even some who don't usually sleep. So this isn't exactly that. But next week I'm not preaching, so I have to make up for it this week. So I'm going to look back a little, and I'm going to look forward a little. One of the most important things I think I did on Thursday, there were several. First of all, the staff surprised me. I knew that we were going out to have lunch together, but they made it a big party. And all of the staff came. Kay came, and Anna, and Haley, and Logan were there, and Nancy Osgood, and we celebrated, and that was a special time for me. And then I came back and I made two important phone calls. The first was to Dr. Gene Garrison. Now, many of you know that he was my pastor at First Baptist Oklahoma City, some while I was on staff, but for many, many years he was my pastor. He was also my mentor as I entered ministry, and he was my champion, and he ordained me, and he was my friend. And on a side note, he also was Bill and Virginia Music's pastor in El Paso, so we had an early connection to one another. And he was a friend to Ray Burchette. So anyway, I called to tell Dr. G that I was celebrating 15 years. And I said at one point, "Dr. G, did you ever imagine that I would be pastor of a church? I used to shake like a leaf when you would have me do anything in front of people." And his comment was, "I knew you would. You just needed to find the place to open yourself up." And after my conversation with him, and I hung up, and I wept a little bit, and I thought about it all day on Thursday and since. Opening up is a beautiful example of what I feel like has happened to me in the last 15 years. You know, I never had any doubt that God was calling me to Highland Park Baptist Church. From the moment I walked into this room, I never had any doubt. But I must admit, I wondered why. I had most of my family in Oklahoma City. I had a great church, great kids that I worked with. I never had lived more than an hour and 15 minutes away from my family. I wondered why, and I was scared. I didn't really fear my ability to come and work with the kids, but I did fear learning my way around a big town, and could I make new friends, and how would I do ministering to people who weren't age 12 and under? How do you start over? I admit to you that getting in my car on September 15th and driving to Austin was one of the greatest steps of faith I've ever taken. And it began for me the opening up that Dr. Garrison referred to. I remember standing here 15 years ago and shaking like a leaf as I prayed my first prayer. I remember sitting right there and giving my first children's sermon and wondering if I would ever be as close to those children as I had been to my kids in Oklahoma City. And it's wonderful now I look back and I look at Facebook and I see my kids from Oklahoma and I see my kids from here who are now grown, and some of them have their own kids, and they're all intertwined together in what is my life. And it's a beautiful thing for me. When I stand here today not only saying prayers, but preaching to you every week. And I said that would never happen. I said that would never happen. But God used you to help open me up, to give me a safe place to share my faith and my love for the scripture, my love for my Creator. You've encouraged me, you've supported me, you've listened, and for the most part, you stay awake. And God works through you and through me. And I can't begin to thank you enough for that. The other important call I made was to Ray Burchett. It's funny, when the question was asked, what was the precedent for celebrating 15 years, someone said, it's only happened once, and that's Ray. So when I called and talked to Ray, we laughed about that. And I tried to check in with him, and I do that on a regular basis. I try to check in with him and see how he's doing. And I just felt like it was important for me to talk to him. I have spent some time with him, and a year and a half ago, I spent a whole day with Ray, and we talked so much about this church when he was here and now that I'm here. And we talked about our mutual love for this church. And I wanted him to know that I knew this church united us, and that the stones he laid on the pathway that is Highland Park Baptist Church, I walk on today. And that along with you, we continue to add to that pathway. But the 24 years that he followed his calling here have made it possible for me to be here 15 years later. And however many more years that God has in store for me here, I wanted him to know that. We talked about what turns ministry and church work have taken. And then he blessed me by saying how thankful he was that I came here and that I became the pastor 3.5 years ago. So I've spent the last few days thinking about how much I've changed. I've aged a little, not much, but a little. Luckily, my hair has not turned gray, at least that you know of. I've gained a little weight, lost a little weight. I've met a wonderful man who I didn't think was going to be here this morning. He gave me an amazing family and grandchildren. I'm blessed many Sundays to see my husband, kids, and grandkids sitting out and participating in worship. I love the fact that my grandkids come and play in my office and ask me questions about God and church. It just so happens that they're all out of town today, but they know what they mean to me. Except Roy, and he came back. I call myself a Texan now. However, I still cheer for Oklahoma State Cowboys and the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't really shake up here anymore. I do cry. I study a lot more than I ever have. I write a lot more than I ever thought I would. I've watched many wonderful people cross from this life into the next. Several I've been with them and prayed or sang or talked with them as they've passed. I've officiated at many funerals, celebrated at many weddings, held many newborn babies, baptized many. I've dedicated many a baby, and I've done some pretty crazy VBS stunts. I've seen God's hand in every day. I've seen God in you. I've seen God in the way you love one another and in the way you love me. I saw your love Wednesday night when we didn't all agree, but we all listened and we were all kind and we held hands and we prayed and we sang despite our differences. I've learned from watching children run down the aisles with their excitement to be here. I remember every time we plan worship, I remember words that different children have told me as we've talked about worship. I remember Travis Knuckles telling me his favorite part of worship was when we all got quiet and talked to God together. I remember hearing children tell me what communion means to them. I remember taking children to the baptistry and explaining what it means to be baptized, sitting with children as they've decided to be baptized and talk to them about what it means. I've watched our children and our youth embrace each other and participate in camps and mission activities. And as I look back, I can't help but think about the future of this place. There's an excitement in the air at Highland Park Baptist Church. It's difficult because our people are pulled in so many different ways. I hear the reasons why people aren't here and I understand it, but it's discouraging when we come in and seats are empty. But the Spirit is alive and moving in this place. I read an article just yesterday saying that what the younger generation is looking for in a community of faith is not the building, it's not the music, it's not the activities. It's seeing a place where Christ is alive and relevant today. The article said young people don't want a place that talks God. They want a place that lives Christ. I thought that was so interesting. Living Christ. It's what we've been talking about for the last several weeks. Being Christ in the here and now. How excited I am to see us grow more and more into the church that God has called us to be. And I look forward to being your pastor for, as my grandmother would say, for as long as God's willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you. Thank you.